It's KUTX 98.9. Hope you're having a good afternoon. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove are our engineers, and Jorge and Gabriel are here with their video equipment, so we're good to go both ways. And we'd like to welcome Frankie Rose to Studio 1A. She has a new album out, which is called Cage Tropical, which came out last month. She'll be at the Barracuda tonight with her band, who consists of Jamie Angles on the drums, Pep Gomez on the bass, Britt Boris on guitar, and Miss Frankie Rose on guitar and vocals. Welcome, Frankie.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here. Using the wrong mic.
Good to be here.
All right. There we go. So the new album's out, and I guess you'll be doing some tunes from that for us. What would you like to start? Well, before we start, let me ask you, Cage Tropical, what's the significance of the title?
Oh, it's kind of a long story. There's just a cafe. I briefly lived in Los Angeles, and there's a cafe down the street from my house called Cafe Tropical. It was kind of a little dark place for me, and it was just sort of a play on that. The whole record's sort of about my Los Angeles experience.
Okay. So. Well, we can talk about that in just a minute. What tune would you like to start off with today?
We're going to start with a song called Trouble.
All right. There's a nice video that goes with that.
A nice what?
Video that goes with that as well.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what is that? Which video is that? Oh, the creepy phone number one, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too. Anyway, this is Trouble from Frankie Rose live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
Oh,
are live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Frankie Rose, and that's a tune from her new album. It's a tune called Trouble. And we mentioned briefly about the video that goes along with that, which has includes a phone number to report what paranormal...
Yeah, it's actually a Roswell, New Mexico number. It was really funny because it was like a last minute like kind of a visual accompaniment to the mm-hmm. just releasing the song, but it turned out to just be like a really cool thing we ended up doing. We got like a burner phone for Roswell, New Mexico, and just told people to like leave their like UFO stories on mm-hmm. there. And I'm working on a podcast right now that's sort of like paranormal stuff and slash like music. And so we were going to use some of the calls, the most interesting calls on the podcast.
All right.
I have yet to listen to them. I'm sure there's like really interesting stuff on there.
Well, one of the tunes on the new album is called Art Bell, who is a DJ, a late night DJ, overnight DJ who kind of feels calls about paranormal.
Yeah, he's sort of the king of paranormal radio, I would say. He's not around. He's not on the air anymore, but I wish he was. It's like we'll knock you out if you can't sleep listening to Art Bell at night.
So, is the music on the album kind of influenced by paranormality?
It's more just sort of like what was around me at the time I was writing the songs. And at the time I was having sort of insomnia and I was listening to archives of Coast to Coast and Art Bell like almost every night to go to sleep. So it was just sort of like permeating my space, which is, it comes out on the record, like just what was happening at the time. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of that.
So you've called this a redemption album. How so?
It was sort of more of like a redemption for myself to do things like I had a sort of a rough record cycle for my last record, and it was not even musically a redemption. It was more just like my attitude about being a musician, I think. So it was like, it was a redemption for me to like do things a little bit differently and try some new things. And
so you grew up in Southern California and spent time in New York, and then went back to Los Angeles. And this album kind of came out of that experience?
It did. I mean, it was definitely finished in New York, but I started it in L.A. after, like, a rough time of being there. It gave me lots of fodder to make a record.
Put things in perspective. Huh?
Yeah.
We're here this afternoon with Frankie Rose and her band. She's playing tonight at the Barracuda. You can get information and tickets at barracuda.com. Well, Frankie, you're a founding member of groups like Dum Dum Girls, Crystal Stilts, Vivian Girls. How does your experience in those groups impart on the music you're making today?
I think that making records with all of those people. I mean, every record I've made with by myself or with other people, like I learn so much. With everyone's like a stepping stone to like learning what I want to do next or how I would do something differently. But I mean, also just like band dynamics, like being in so many different bands, like I've mm-hmm. learned a lot, I think, about what I like and what I don't like and how I think things should be and not be. And being in Dum Dum Girls, that was maybe like the most fun band I've ever been in. Mm-hmm. Just side note.
Well, you've been on the road for quite a while. You started, I guess, with a full slate at South by Southwest this past year, and then almost nonstop you've been on the road playing, and you got a lot of dates through the end of the year.
Yeah, we're actually on the road. We're going to be on the road for like, I guess it's like a month and 2 months almost. Yeah, we're like a week in now, or a week and a half really. So
what are your impressions of Austin when you come through town?
Oh, I love Austin. Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, I came out here for Fantastic Fest. It's just, you know that.
Film Fest, yeah.
Yeah, the Film Fest by Alamo that Draft House runs. And it's just got so much culture. It's got really awesome people here. The weather's great. Great town. Great food.
All righty. Frankie Rose is our guest. Again, she'll be at the Barracuda tonight. Can we get you to do another tune from the album?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do Dyson Sphere. Thank you. Called Dyson Sphere from our guest Frankie Rose, and she'll be in town tonight at the Barracuda. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate your time. Oh, our pleasure.
Your music. Again, the new album is called Cage Tropical, and it came out last month. And, well, we appreciate you coming in.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove. And to Jake Perlman, our engineers, also to Jorge and Gabriel, our videographers. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. The band's going to do one more song, and we'll have the whole setup online, hopefully within 24 hours, usually how that works. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.